Good morning. This past week's daf is daf Pei Hei in the 11th perek of Maseches Nedarim. Maybe we'll start at the beginning of the sugya. The first sugya on Pei Hei starts from before. Let's see. On Pei Dalim, makes the two dats. Goes back on the Mishnah. Mishnah on Pei Gimel. The second part of the Mishnah says as follows: Kohenim, Kohanim, Levihim, Nanili. Someone answers all Kohanim and Levihim from having Hanoah from him. Is up the Mishnah Yitlu Al Korachim. Yitlu Al Korachim. The Trumas and Maisers, that's what we're talking about. Trumas and Maisers, which goes to the Kehanim, is Zok the Mishnah Yitlu al Korchoi. Now, we'll see more about this, but the Yitlu al Korchoi is there's two points over here. Two points. One is as far as the Issa Hanoah is concerned. He asked them that they can't have Hanoah from him.
Mm-hmm.
So Yitlu al Korchoi, one thing is dealing with the Hanoah issue, and the second point over here is the Tevas Hanoah that a person has, the right that he has to give it to whichever Kohen he wants. In this scenario, Zok the Mishnah Yitlu al Korchoi, that they could take it from him. And he doesn't. He can't exercise his Tevas Hanoah. Now we'll have to know why they could take it. As far as the Issur Hanoah is concerned, that's what the Gemara by us says right away. Amo Tevas Hanoah ain't a moment. We'll let you see the safer of the Mishnah for a moment. And the next part of the Mishnah says, Kohanim Elu Levim Elu Nen Li, if he asks a specific Kohanim and specific Levim, namely that there are plenty of other Kohanim and Levim that are mutter to his Trumas and Maisis, is the halacha is Yitlu Acherim. In this situation, others. Others should be the ones who receive it. These Kohanim and Levim Taka can't get his Trumas and Maisers. His Zokta Mishnah, Zokta Gemara. The Gemara, we here on Pidam and Beis. The Gemara takes out of the Rage of the Mishnah Alma, Toivas Hano, Enamom. Zok the Ran, Amo Tevas Hanoi in a moment. The Ran is like three lines from the bottom. Midikotan de Kohanim Shneesim Banosim Noitlin Trumosim. There's an Issa Hanoah here. The Kohanim are able to take it. They could be. Is Zok the Gemara, Vaisrich the Tevas Hanoi is in a moment. In the Iker Din, let's just start from the Aleph Beis over here. That maybe in the last sugi there was the discussion, maybe that there's teres, is there teres and other manas and niim, right? But as far as Trumas Maisim is concerned, there definitely is teres and other, meaning to say that it's from the schusim of the Bible to give it to who he wants, even after he makes it his kurish shame. And it's chal on the payers, whatever it is, the chalais truma, and maybe it's mamon kohanim already at this point, but the bialim has chusim to give it to who he wants, and it could prevent the kohen from taking it if he doesn't want that kohen to have, wants to give it to someone else. So what do you see from this Gemara? We see from the Gemara over here that were Tevas Hanoah to be Momin, then the fact that the Kohen would be taking it, that would be considered a hano, and that the Isser neder that he made, that you can't have hano from me, that were the Kohen to take it, then there would be he'd be over the isahano of the nether. Is therefore Zalta Gimora that the Kohanim, if they could. Now the point over here right now is not focusing so much on the taking, you know, about kolcha and apa kolcha. That's another shmuz. But the mere fact that they could take it, he can give it to them for that matter, right? Because when they're taking it, they're deciding to get it. What they're getting, he has something in it, right? He has that right to give it to who he wants. So whoever is zeichen and is taking over that right to who is going to get it. That being then from that, and therefore zok to gemor v'achleis tovasman is any moment. Now what this more therefore would mean, that I mean, tovasman any moment means the hano is not hano as moment. Doesn't have a value. So you see from over here that the Isser Hano that a nether makes is Hano's moment. Right? But that's what would seem from this Gemara here, right? Or else we didn't gain anything by saying Tavis Hano is not moment.
Repeat the last point.
The Gemara says that you see from over here that Tavis Hano is not moment. Tavis Hano is not moment. So now the fact that Tavis Hano is not moment, that means that it doesn't have any monetary value. It's not saying that Tevis HaNo is not Tevis HaNo. It is what it is, right? We're just saying that it doesn't have monetary value, and therefore that would seem to suggest that the Isser HaNo that one makes is limited to HaNo's moment. And if there is no monetary value in this, so maybe you might consider that hano, but that's not the hano that's nesar with an isser neder. In Zot Gemara, if the Mishnah says that the Kohanim and Levim could take it, is vayis techoyis that tevas hano as any moment. Now let's talk about. Granted, whether it's moment or not moment, but there is a schus of Tevas HaNoah that a person has the right to decide to who he wants to give it to, and he can prevent someone from taking it that he doesn't want to take it. Over here, halacha is la korchay. So that would seem to suggest that being that he asked ul koyhanim. So his Tevas HaNo, he can't exercise his Tevas HaNo. Now if that's so, then there's something that we have to work out over here. He answered all Kohana, right? The Loch is Yidl Bal Korochai. Now, Why can't he give it? Why Taka can't he exercise his Tevas HaNo over here? Why is that so? I mean, if we're saying Tevas HaNo is not moment, so therefore the HaNo that one has, the coin mitzad the coin, right? Then he's not having HaNo that the nether answers. So why can't the person himself exercise the in halacha zitul bal korchoi? Right, so how do we understand how these two things coexist? That yitla korchoi would seem to suggest that he can't exercise his tevas hano. That means that the fact that he asked all koyhanim, he can't give it to anyone else. But the Gemara itself says that, I mean, regardless, that if the kohen would, even the kohen is taking it, but there's a problem of teves hanoh here, if it would be momen. So in that Gemara says teves hanoh is not momen. So once teves hanoh is not momen, so then, you know, let him exercise his teves hanoh. Right? So how did you understand over here? Right? Why can't he exercise his teves hanoh?
So I was bothered by that. If we were, the truma has value, right? And the choosing who gets it has a value, right? In other words,
it has a value if it's moment, right? Isn't that?
I mean. I mean, that also bothers me a little. In other words, you would think that there's a market for it, right? In other words, is that I could buy your right to give truma, right? In other words, I could choose whichever coin I want to give it to. I could choose which coin I want to give it to, right? Or I could sell it to Plony that. Give me a dollar, then you can choose. Then you can choose it, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
you want to? What does he mean in a moment?
Right. So that's first of all, right? And then me giving it over or Plony giving it over isn't the Kohen that's benefiting from that dollar, right? He's benefiting from the truma, but that we're saying isn't a problem because that's already Mamon Kohen. It's this ability to decide who. So the Kohen had no choice in who got it. Even if he's the one that got it, it wasn't that's him benefiting from the truma, but it's not benefiting from the ability to dictate who it went to.
Okay. So, let's see what we could from these questions, good questions that we could understand. So let's say the first thing that we spoke about, type of a moment is not moment, and you're asking that I have the right, it's my right, and I could sell it, I could take money for it. So what? Why would that be type of a lav moment?
I mean, it doesn't seem to be a machlokas metzias if there is any, if you'll find a buyer or not, right? It seems to be more of a conceptual issue.
Right. So I tell you, I would understand it as follows. That, let's say, a good example for this, but it would seem to be like this, is that, I mean, the fact that there's a market and people are paying for it, could be that it's not necessarily an indication that it's moment. See, moment means something that has an intrinsic value. Now, if for whatever reason that Teves Hanoh is something which is, it's not something that the essence has a value, so the fact that people pay for it is that it doesn't necessarily mean that gives the thing value. It's like we call blackmailing, right? You could charge for something, and there could be a back and forth, but it's not really the value of the item or the value of the service or whatever you're talking about. It's just just in order to change hands, you have to get the person to consent. Right, so if what's missing over here is the intrinsic value, right, if something doesn't have a value, so the fact that made that that to change hands, people will pay for it, doesn't change the essence of the thing.
Is the Rav familiar with the concept of options? Again, I don't have a deep understanding.
Yeah.
But you could buy a stock. Right, so let's say the stock is $100, right? Yeah. So you can pay $100, and now you own part of the company. You can buy an option to buy the stock. So let's say for a dollar, I buy the option to buy the stock, right? Then if the stock, you know, goes up or down, then I could either, you know, exercise the option or not exercise it, right? Mm-hmm. So this seems like it's a similar concept here. It's not the direct benefit of the item itself. It's getting a schus to be able to buy it or sell it.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe right? It's similar to that. So
would that be in the same machlokas here?
Maybe, possibly. Yeah. Possibly. Mm-hmm. Possibly. Right. You know, the right to decide where it goes or right to buy. Okay. Is that the same thing? I don't know, but it could be a similar concept. Right.
I guess I left that one there. You know, it's the right to buy at a certain price. That's, you know, that's the how the option works. Uh-huh. Is, and, you know,
mm-hmm. 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 Yes, I don't know if you know if that's the exact comparison, but that's a similar idea over here, and explaining why it's in a moment. That's how I would understand it. That it's something which. I'm not sure what the basis of the machlokes is over here, but in a moment would mean that the thing doesn't have an intrinsic value, and you know, the fact that maybe someone would give money to have that,
I guess you know if it can go along with that muscle, I guess you could say is that there's no physical thing that you're buying. You're buying a right to do an action, right? But there's, in other words, maybe mammon has to have some type of tangible.
Okay, I mean, so there definitely is a kind. Okay, I don't know. I mean, is this a general thing that's saying that mammon has to be some tangible? Oh, or this is specifically referring to Taibas Hanoah, Taibas Hanoah, this kind of concept. Is not, doesn't have an intrinsic value. Now, just to continue on, that if it has no intrinsic value, so theoretically, like this. Could it be transferred? Couldn't change. So it's possible that it could be transferred. The fact that it doesn't have an intrinsic value doesn't mean it. Just means that let's say were the transfer to be made with money, then the transfer can't be made with money. L'chayra, right? And even that, okay, you know, it could wonder whether it has to be. But if the fact that it's not momen. And let's say that was therefore say that the transfer can't be done with money. So were someone to go through that, and possibly the transfer wasn't even made. He's exercising your right. It didn't become his right. Okay, right. So that's what we understand this. So not in a moment. Now the second point that you're raising, right, which is also a good question, which has to be thought about. That, and let's speak out that question again. I mean, the Taibas Hanoah is making the choice. And once the choice is made, the receiver, it would seem like that Hanoah was already exercised by making the choice. Now, is the receiver involved at all? In that Hanoah, right? So that's what you're asking, that it's the Hanoah of the giver, right? The receiver doesn't have any Hanoah there. Now you might say that, you see, in the reish the aloch is itlu bal korchem. Right, so the kohen is stop making the choice, right? You know, he is. So in the ratio, you could have understood it like that. That's the Taibas Hanoah is lav momen. That, you know, if he's taking it for himself, so he is exercising that that power. He's taking over that power, and then, you know, if they, that was Bechlal, the Isarno, so he wouldn't be able to take it. Now, in the Sefer of the Mishnah, the halacha over there is that when he asks a certain kohanim, so the halacha is that those kohanim can't get it, and it has to be given to other kohanim. Now over there, what's the problem? What's the problem? Give it to these kohanim, right? You know, if the hanoah is just to the one who's deciding who to give it to, right? So, you know, let him decide to give it to that kohen, and then the hanoah was just relates to the giver. I see what you say. It would sound like that the Toivas Hanoah is not like it's used with the choice, and the receiver is not involved at all. It would seem like that when the receiver takes over, right, he's taking over that piece of the choice. Right, but I hear the questions. Not so simple that should be like that. Okay, but that's a good child. That's what it would seem like from over here. But what we wanted to know was that if Teibas Hanoah is not Momin, and therefore the Kohanim are not being Nene, so then why can't he give it? Right? That's another question over here. Right? How do we understand the halacha of the Reisha? The halacha of the Reisha is Yitlu Bal Korchai. Yitlu Bal Korchai. Since Teibas Hanoah is in a moment, so when the Kohanim take that over, they might be having Hanoah of Teibas Hanoah, but Teibas Hanoah is not Momin, and therefore the Neder doesn't answer that. Now, if the Neder doesn't answer that, why can't the Bailim on the Truma? So why can't he make the choice over here and give it to who he wants? What's the understanding over there? That is a question. All right, in the Sakhalaitach of the Gemara over here, what's Taka the Pshat, right? Alright. It would seem to be that he can't, something which is the Nether is asking him from exercising his Tovas Hanoah. But that's the question, Henry. How do you split the two things? Alright. You know, the Gemara understands that the Kohanim receiving would be, if Tovas Hanoah is Momin, then there'll be a problem. So the Gemara says Mikoyach that Tovas Hanoah is not a problem, and therefore the receiving of the Kohanim is not being mevatel the Nether. It's not going against the Nether. So once that's true, so what more is happening when the Bailim themselves give it that it is bimechal the Nether? What do you say, Michael, on this?
To give it to somebody else, therefore it was normal. The best answer I have right now is in Hachinami. They could have asked that, but they had a better question to ask.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's good. But,
okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. You're agreeing to the question.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see over here. Now the Gemara is asking us the Zotamar Alma. We see from the Reish Chavis knows any moment. Ema Seifa, Kehanim Elu Vim Elu Nenin Li Yitlu Acher Avol Lahani Loi Zokt the Gemara that the din is that because of the Neder Yitlu Acher his Alma Tevas Hanoi's moment, because that's what we have over here. When it was what's preventing the Kehanim, this Kohen from getting it, is the Neder. If Teves Hano is not Momen, so why can't they get it? Now, from over here, right, it definitely would seem that, what's the Gemara saying over here? Yitla Acher, right, as opposed to the other Kohanim. Now, and Zot Gemara, because Teves Hano is moment, right? That's why these can't get it. But it's mivuyer over here that if Teves Hano was not moment, then these other kohanim that he asked could get it, right? Now over here, I mean, definitely is no yitlu bal korchoi over here. So how are they getting it? Right? You know, over here would seem like the question that we asked before that if Teves Hano was not Momen, then he could give it to them, right? Because in this case over here, I mean, there are other people that he could give it to, right? So there's no, you know, if you tell me that Yilu Bakor, it has to do with the fact that he asked for the Okoyhanim, if there's some explanation in that, but over here he didn't ask for Okoyhanim, right? So there are definitely people that he could give which the Neder doesn't apply to at all. So what's the Gemara saying over here? It's Mivuyer in the Gemara that these Okoyhanim that he answered, if you held Teves Hano was in a moment, they could be recipients. Now, in what way would they be recipients? Definitely only if he chooses to give it to them, right? So this would be a support to what we just said before that if it would be that Teves Hano is in a moment, then for that matter, he could give it to them. That's what it would seem like from over here. So the Gemara has a theory, a contradiction over here between the Reish and the Sefer of the Mishnah. Let's see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Loikash. Amra Foshia. Loikash. Hor Rebbe v'Hor Rebbe Yisib Rebbe Yehuda. No contradiction. We can answer the contradiction by saying that in truth is Mahalikas Tanoim. So what's happening in the Mishnah is that the Reish and the Sefer are two different Tanoim. That's what it is. And we'll see. He's going to produce a Mahalikas Tanoim, whether Teves Hano is moment or not. Now, what we have to ask over here is that means if you're telling me that really the Reish and the Sefer are two different Tanoim, so why did the Tana, you know, bring it in the Mishnah in two separate cases, which get you confused to think that the difference in the Reish and the Sefer is the case? It has nothing to do with the case. You should have just brought two shitas on one case, right? On the Mishnah, right? That's a valid question. Right? I don't know what the answer to that is, but. That is a ha'or, right? I mean, right? You know, the Mishnah definitely. Okay, you know, we've had this before, but I'm not sure if that answers the question. You know, such a concept that right. Why is the
Tana B'didi?
Niflay Velisni B'didi. Yeah, right. You know, why we run into another case if. You know, the Machlekes is just in the same case. Yeah, okay, valid question. Okay, just whoever that question was bothering, I just wanted to tell you that it's bothering me also. Okay.
I mean, according to your question, also, this doesn't even answer anything. Because you have a kasha within the ration, within the Sefer.
What do you mean with that again? Just remind me.
You're saying that even within the ration, if we say it isn't Mammon, then why can't he just give it to the Kohanim? It's not Mammon. We're saying the reason he can, it's not mamon, the reason they can take it is because it isn't mamon. So if it isn't mamon, then let him just give it. So saying that it's a particular Tana who holds mamon or not mamon doesn't answer that question.
Okay, right, that's true. So that means that question needs an answer. It's not sufficient to rely on the Gemara's answer. Okay, that makes things a little more difficult for us.
Yeah. none of us are looking to make it easy.
Okay. Right. So not so simple. Not simple. Right. We'll see. You know, if we come across an answer to that, good. If not, we'll just have to, we have to tolerate that doichak even a step further.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. What's this machleik? The trying to find machleik is whether teres hano is moment or not. Now, just to repeat what we said before, just to see if anyone has any other ideas about this, the Gemara says that if Kohanim, someone asked Hano from his Hano on Kohanim Levim, is the Mishnah says that the Kohanim and Levim they could take it, so what we see from over here is that if you hold Tevas Hanot, the Gemara says Tevas Hanot is la mom. So you see from over here that the type of Hanot that the Neder answers is Hanot as moment. That's what we see from this Gemara, and that's why the Gemara says that whether Tevas Hanot is moment or not makes a difference. Now that Tevas Hanot is not moment. So this is not the type of Hano that in Isser Hano of Nether Asers. That's one point. Now what is this concept of Tevas Hano Lav moment? So we were understanding it, we mentioned before, is that Tevas Hano, this right, we'll call it, is not something that has an intrinsic value. You know, even if a person would pay for it, and even there would be a market for it, but that doesn't necessarily give something an intrinsic value. People might transfer it if they receive something in return, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it has a value. Right, it seems to be it's the type of thing which value can attach itself to.
You're saying
that? I know there's like a legal construct where, say, you have forensic accountants evaluating the value of a business, and there's something called goodwill. And then they have to try and create a value for that, which is a complicated thing to do. Sounds like that's what you're talking about. I mean, in the sector world, they try and ascribe a value to it as needed when they have to, you know, sell a business or evaluate it for a purpose. But halachically, you're saying that's an intangible asset which doesn't have, you can't put a monetary value on it. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, that might be what I'm saying.
I'm going to object to the.
What I'm saying is that I think I'm saying a little different. I'm saying that if you could decide how much it's worth,
yeah,
right, but the value never relates to the essence of the thing, and therefore it might be. You know, what's happening is it might be that someone might, you know, if you want to, you know, pass over that right or whatever it is to someone else, you know, between you two, what's a fair exchange? Right. But it never relates to the thing itself. Ah. And therefore, let's say in this case over here, right, you know, if it were to be that the transfer is being made, right, through the value of the thing, so it wouldn't be able to be transferred. And what would be happening is that other party is exercising my right. I'm allowing him, you know, to use my right, but it hasn't, you know, right?
Since it has no, it's not included in a net.
What?
So it's not included in the neder. It's not, when you ask a hana on something, so it's that because this value, whatever it is external to
right,
it.
It's right, it's external value. Right. Uh huh. Right. So that's as far as the neder is concerned, and this is right. This is how we would understand what that means. Right? It's external value. Right. It's more like just, you know, like sort of an agreement between me and you. You know, had a deal with this, but it doesn't go into the thing itself, and therefore. As far as the type of hano, you know, type A, type B, that's, you know, it's not the type of hano that the nether answers.
I'm going to just want to be buying this a little bit. I was thinking to suggest a different mahalo,
uh-huh.
But before coming to that, I'm going to ask a question. What about a Picasso? You've got the value of the paint and the canvas and the frame. That's got some intrinsic value. And then there's the value of what the what you assess that art to be worth. Is that intrinsic to the thing? Or would that also be similar to this that you're saying? It's really not intrinsic to the thing itself.
So, I wouldn't know. And I'll tell you why it's different. And, you know, but it could be still the same. You know, see, that, there is an intrinsic cause for value to it, right? The fact that, you know, it's a tangible thing, right? It's a tangible thing, right? So we're talking about increasing the value because of exterior things, right? That's basically what that shaila is, right? So it could be that maybe works different. You know, so if you have a base, right, you know, that has intrinsic value, it could be that it maybe is increased by outer causes. But over here, what we're saying is that there is no base. There's, you know, there's nothing for that for the value to be nitfas to. So, you know, whatever it is, but you know, it never connects. It still might be true what you're saying, that, you know, that value doesn't connect. Could be that, I don't know, but over here, but even if it would be over there, I could hear Malcolm Timachal that over here, right?
What about other intangible rights?
So that's a good question. Whether, you know, how far reaching is this? Does that mean any right is like that? Right, so that I don't know, you know, as far as we know right now, maybe, yeah.
Is this tied to, and this might be what I was saying before, but is this tied to the concept that the netter has to be on a chayfetz as compared to, let's say, a shvua?
And according to that, it sounds like, what are you asking at all here? There's no chifetz, so Tovus HaNoah is not a chifetz at all.
Right, see, if Tovus HaNoah is moment, then would that make it better? If that's
the
issue?
So in other words, that might be what the question is that when we say the Tovus HaNoah, does it relate to the object? You know, is it tangible because it's, you know, it has an association with the... with the object, or is it lab mamonhu, meaning that it's a non-tangible monetary object, but that is out of the getter of the nadarim?
You're saying mamon in a completely different way. Is it part of the matanos, or is it not part of the matanos? Yeah, that's the way you're understanding this question.
I guess that would be a way to say that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I want to suggest a different model because this is bothering me. If whether it's intrinsic to the object or not intrinsic to the object, if you give it to an isha and it's worth some value, even if it's not intrinsic to the object, why shouldn't it be considered mamon that she's mekudeshes? That's my question. So I'm going to now suggest.
Well, so let's just hear that question again. If the
mum is not intrinsic, sorry, not to the object, but to the tovus hanah, there's a tovus hanah that, let's say, you're giving to a woman to be mekudesh, deshes, and the value, we're saying it has a value, it's just not intrinsic to the tovus hanah, but you still gave it to her, whether it's intrinsic or not intrinsic. She's got it. She's got something of monetary value.
Well, let's see for a second. What's the halacha? If Torah says not momen, right? And someone destroys someone else. Someone else's thing over here.
Yeah.
Right, that's the Gemara, right? That upcoming over here. So there's a chilul that he has to pay for it or not. Right? If Torah said no, it's not momen, then you know there was no monetary loss from this, right?
I mean, a chov has value, right? People buy and sell mortgages, right?
Yeah.
And we say that by kedushin, that's not a good kedushin.
It could be, but
we see that there's a characteristic that a Kenyan kedushin,
not milv acherim and milv the isha herself.
Right. In other words, like they say, like if you give over the ring first and then say areyat mukudeshesly, right? I mean, other than there might be reasons to matter that, but you know, assuming that you gave it as a matana to the woman and then said, you know.
I don't know why you're slipping into this. It sounds like you're going to a different topic at this point.
No, I'm saying that by condition there's a special din that you have to. It's not enough that you're giving a monetary value; that it has to be a physical monetary value.
I don't know. I mean, it sounds like we had a little bit of a machlokas here by Amilva, so I'd be interested to understand the pratim of that.
But
I was going to suggest maybe a different mahalos, meaning mamon, meaning something would be considered mamon if it has a monetary value really for rove of the olam. Most people would. You know, maybe what they would pay, how much it would be worth to them might be a little bit different, but most people would see a monetary value in this, whereas maybe Tovus HaNo, most people don't have an Adam who's a Kohen to buy it for, and so a lot of people don't have any real value for this, so it's not universally valued, it's only valued by a certain subset of people. So now you give it to this Isha, maybe she might not see any value in this at all, because it doesn't have a universal value. That's what I was maybe wanted to suggest, of mamun and not mamun. Universal value versus not universal value.
So does this relate specifically to Tevas Hano, or this is just an example of something that most people really can't benefit from.
Tovus HaNo would be an example
just
of
an
something
example of
that isn't mamun because it's not universally valued. Right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And let's say, according to that, just to bring out the point, that therefore a Tovus HaNo, which let's say would be beneficial or applicable to everyone would be moment according to everyone if you're there.
I guess so.
Right. Okay.
I guess it'd be enough coming here. Right. Hey, here.
Can I ask a question? Maybe about time. we say that it's not universal because you have to have a grandson who's a kohen to benefit, right, or somehow. Why can a kohen not pay the yisrael a small amount to a sinaros so that he can get a truma? Is that the rest or the rabbanon?
I mean, there is such a halacha that it has to be given to him as a matana. This halacha of kohen hamaseh beis agronis, right? Is that the rice rabbanon? I don't remember right now, but I think it would go into that category that the kohen can't be doing anything that he's getting it. Getting, you know, like he's paying for it, basically.
So, Michael, would that help you at all? I think on the derisa level, it really is a universal hanah.
On the derisa level, it is a universal hanah
because you can go to any kohen, even if you don't have a
yeah, but even that, it's only to, let's say, kohanim.
You were saying there's limited yisrael, the owner of the field, the landowner, right? He only has a value if he has a son-in-law as a kohen, so then he can.
No.
He's talking to other persons.
Yeah.
Practically speaking, no one's going to buy it. No one's going to buy the right to give it unless you have someone that you want to give it to. So that's what he was saying, that if you have a relative to give it to. But most people don't have a relative who's a kohen, so why should someone want to buy the
right? The buyer, isn't it? Right. But if on the derisa level, and you have to give it to a kohen, so every kohen could compete and say, "I'll pay you."
Right. So theoretically, you're saying all the kohanim would have a value, would have a reason to pay for it. But the regular Yisrael, you know, might not have any shaykhs. I'm just saying. You're saying it's got now. It's more liquid. Because you've got a bigger market, because for sure all the kohanim are now open into your market.
Right, it's not just a bigger market, it has to go to a kohen. So that its market is now the monetary aspect of it, now is expanded to the full market of who this produce is going to.
Okay. I'm not following how you're making an objection to what I'm saying quite honestly. So you want to try again?
Enough time.
Okay. Does somebody else who want to explain it? I'm not sure. I just didn't follow the problem.
Whatever. I'm splitting. This is a little bit splitting hairs of to what extent has this question expanded the universality of the
text. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I guess I just meant is that where do we see that? As far as I can tell, people only discuss two different nafkaminas and shas for this question. Of whether Tova Zonah is Mamon. One is our sugya, and the other is whether you can be Makadosh and Isha. So I guess just say, you know, by an Isha, you know, a normal Isha, you know, she doesn't need it. She doesn't need the Tova Zonah. She doesn't want to go start looking after, you know, running after a Kohen to say, will you buy my Tova Zonah for me that I just, you know, became an Isha with. You know, it's like, it's not value. It doesn't have any value for her. You know, and Lagabi here, you know, you know, the Ganav also, you know, can say, you know, I didn't need this Tova Sona. I didn't get anything out of this Tova Sona. I didn't take your Tova Sona.
Okay, so let's see how it presents itself in this Braisa. Let's see. Okay, but we hear an alternate idea. In this, so let's see. So again, so we have a steer between Reish and the Sefer, whether Tavis and Oz Moment or not. And the Gemara's answer to that question is that it's a machlekes tanoim. Okay, is a Reish and the Sefer in the Mishnah? You know, without realizing it, you know, without seeing it, you know, we might have been fooled that it has to do with the change of the case. But Zok the Gemara, you know, I'll leave it there. You know, the change of the case has nothing to do with it. It's actually to attack a two tanoim in the Mishnah. Who's that? Zok the Gemara as follows. The Kasha Horebi Horeb Yeseb Rebbe Yehuda Desan Hagoinev Tivloi Shol Chavei Reva Ochloi. If a person, a Yisrael, let's say, right, has Tevil that he had not yet been Kodeshem, and it's all in its Tevil stage right now. Someone steals it, v'ochloi. It's not here. Right? Now that it's not here, so it's, there's a, the ganav has his chiyuv moment, tashlumen, for the gneva that he did. So what is he paying for? Zokta braisa, mishalom loid me tivloid divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds, and I'm gonna try to be, accurate with what I say, so, I think the way to say this over here is that Rebbe holds that every piece of these peiros is going to be mechayev the ganav. He's going to be paying for everything. He might not be paying full value for everything, but he's paying for every piece is mechayev him achiev tashlum. And we'll see when we speak it out. I just wanted to speak it out like that. We shouldn't be misled, right? Not every piece, you know, is treated the same, right? Every piece over here, there might be a different mechayev, a different value mechayev for different parts of what he stole. But everything that he stole, there will be a mechayev. Divrei Rabbi Yosi b'Yehuda Omer, Ein Mishalom El Dmei Chulin Shaboy. Rabbi Yosi holds that we subtract all matonis, which we're not going to end up by him anyways. So if he doesn't have the full monetary value of the thing itself, then there's no chiv for that. And the Gemara says, "My life, Hakam Lefli Rabbi Sover Teves Hanon Moment, Rabbi Yosi B'Yehuda Sover Teves Hanon Hanoz Ein Moment." Namely, like this. Let's start from Rabbi Yosi B'Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi B'Yehuda holds Teves Hanoz is Ein Moment. Is therefore that part that he was going to have to give away anyways. There's no charge for that because it wasn't going to stay by him anyways. Well, maybe there should be a charge for the Tevet Hanah because he had the right to give it to the Kohen and the Levi. Is on that the mercy of Tevet Hanah is lav mom. Tevet Hanah is lav mom. Now we're basically focusing on the truma and meiser. You know, after cheshbon is meiser sheni and meiser oni. You know, that's a separate issue.
And the meiser sheni. It sounds like he should have to pay him for it, right?
So that might have to do with my Hashem's mom. That's a different topic, right? I just wanted to, just, you know, those who like to work things out, right, to know that this is something that is dependent on other sugis, right? Right, and, you know, and as far as my son is concerned, you know, you could maybe look back in the sugi before and figure it out, you know, what that will mean, because there's two fanim over there, right? Gemara spoke about, you know, how my son could be given, right? The Gemara was a mechalik that there's epigronis and bias, whether there's tevis I know, it's not tevis I know, right? So, okay, but I didn't mean to go into that.
Keep it from yourself. If you yourself are an ani, would that be part of the cheshbon?
If you are an ani,
could have given it to yourself and you took it. I don't know. I'm just raising that. I don't know the answer. No.
Okay.
Asking on your sheet on the Tovas Hana Mama Not Moment.
Yeah.
What do we say by a gorim? Somebody who's gorim a hefset to a person. He's not mazik him. I think this is a question in the Gemara at some point somewhere.
Dov ha-gorim moment.
Yeah, thank you. That's the lashon.
Okay. Yeah. So you want to know whether Tevas Hano would have a din of Dov ha-gorim moment? Yeah. Is that what you are thinking?
Even if it's not intrinsic, right? That's what I was asking.
You have to just see the applications of what Dovra Gurim the moment is. Daragal Momin is usually the context is that if this item is here or not here will make a difference whether I'll have to pay out moment. Let's say, right, that's really what that is. Right? Now that you took it away, that causes me to make an expenditure, even though, you know, maybe I don't own this right now, but by you taking it, now I have to, now, right, so that, so it's goyrim mi moment, and then that's that sugya there, right? Over here, that's not exactly that application, right? So knowing that sugya better will know whether, you know, it could still apply to there or not, right? It looks to me like it's two different things, but, you know, I don't have the sugya in front of me right now, so, you know, you could have a point. Okay?
Okay,
so let's hear. Zok the Brayse. So the Brayse is like this. So someone steals someone's tevel, and basically the shiloh over here is that let's talk about trumas and meisers, right? So the chelik of truma and meiser, that is there a charge for that at all? Right? Let's just focus on the meiser. That's in more an exact amount. Truma, you know, also has an amount rabban. But let's talk about the meiser, right? The meiser. So that tenth. Right. However, you cheshbon the tenth after the truma, you know all the pratim. that tenth, is there any charge for that tenth? And the charge would be the teiras hanah, the fact that you could decide which levy you want to give it to. So that's the machlokes over here. That Rebbe holds that demei kulay, right? Demei kulay, like we're explaining, is that there's a charge for every single piece over here. It happens to be that. A tenth of this, the charge will be a different charge. It'll be charged for Tevis Hano, which is a smaller charge. But Akapon, there's a charge for everything, and basically who says that you subtract that Meiser is because it's Tevis Hano's Lav moment. And Ibazai, so we found the Machlaikis Tanoim, and therefore our Mishnah is this Machlaikis. Okay, we see the Ran. Let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran. Horebi, this is the second last line over here in the Ran. Horebi, Horebi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Reisha, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tzvila, Tevis Hano, is in a moment. That's why in the Reisha, the Halacha is the Kohanim, they could benefit from it. Yidlu Kohanim. Yilal Korcha. The Seifa, Rabbi, the Tzvila, Tevis Hano, his moment, and that's why in the Sefer, these Kohanim can't. Now the Braxton says that Meshamaloid made Tivloid, this is Rabbi Shita, you paint Dmei Tivloid, Dmei Chun Shaboy, Udmei. So that's the value, you know, of the Chun that's there. That's you know, excluding the Chelik of Chumas Masters. He'll pay that for Teves Hano sheyesh loy bohen. That's the Ran is speaking out what we discussed before, that the cost or the price or the charge will be different, but you're paying for the entire thing. Zok the Ran is really Teves Hano's moment. Rebbe holds Teves Hano's moment, so therefore there will be a charge for that. The same charge that a person would be charged that you know, if someone was still someone's truma after he's mafresh it. So over here, even though he wasn't mafresh yet, but it lies within it. It's this portion is destined to go elsewhere, and therefore all he has in this portion is the teves hano, and whether there'll be a chiyuv for that or not is dependent on whether Teves Hano's moment or not. Rabbi Yisrael Huda holds enem sham el dmei chun shaboy avoloy dmei chumas emayis v'zokter ran. He's not paying for the value or any value of chumas emayis. If I feel fi Teves Hano sheyesh loy bohen, and even Teves Hano, this feel like the Teves Hano is doch enem moment. Zok the Gemara loy Zumar says that no, if you're looking for a source that there's a machlokes tanoim, whether the Talmud Tanoim is mamam, you're not going to find it here, because that is not the basis of this machlokes. The kule alma teibas hano ain a moment. Zok the Gemara that according to everyone, teibas hano maybe really is ain a moment. Now, if teibas hano is ain a moment, so why, according to Rebbe, and that'll be the question. I reckon them. So how are you charging for that portion which is going to go to the Kohen and Levi?
I want to point out the word you use. You said maybe.
Okay.
Maybe this is maybe just a dechia, not really a an emestika statement.
Okay.
So that bothered me to the sugya.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we'll get them. The Mora has a question on this, right? Right. If that's what you're referring to. But let's see over here, right? You know, let's see if we, how we can understand this, and you know whether it's a true understanding. Let's see. That kli am hanos the teres nas any moment. Elo hochem matonish lehumu kamiflegi. The machlekes over here, zok de gemara, has to do with the fact that we hadn't yet be mafish this, so there is no actual Truman Meiser here. This is Tevel, which Tevel really, you know, it belongs to the Bailim, themselves. So as far as ownership is concerned, however, you know, there's something here which maybe you know is supposed to go to the Kohen, but at this point, the ownership, the Bailis, belongs to the Bailim.
Just at this point. Just the two tzadim. If it's Einam Mamun, the fact that he didn't separate it out doesn't matter, because he has to separate it out, and it's like he separated it out and you only get the chulin. And if you say it is Mamun, according to Rebbe, he didn't separate it out now, and that's why the guy has to pay him Dime Kulo. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to point to Iran, because it seems like the Iran at this point in the Gemara, I mean, I'm looking at like kind of the end of the wide line, the end of the wide line starting with an arrow, and it's Kevin Shaloh Hormu Trumos Imaisrus Kahulin Shabo Dalav Kamish Hormu Damyan Yossi Sever Kamish Hormu Damyan Ve'en Lo Klum Mishum Hachi Enam Mishalam Ela Deme Chulin Shabo. Is this where it was bothering me?
So let's read it together, and then you know we'll see, Taka, what there is to be uttered on this. So that's all the Gemara says. The Gemara says that the Machlokes is based on Matana Shalai Hormu. One doesn't tell us too much about this. I mean, that's the fact what it is, right? It's in a stage of Tevel, which it has, Matanas have not yet been a Mufrash. They haven't been decided, they haven't been actualized, the Matanas. Is Zokteran, Matanas Lehmuk, the Rebbe Sovar, Kivon Shaloi Hormu, Trumas Maestras, since the Trumas Maestras have not, there was no Hafrosha, there was no Kriya Shem at all, is Hablo Kechulin Shaboy, it has the same din as Kechulin Shaboy, the Lav Kemisha Humudamian. He holds Lav Kemisha Humudamian. Which that seems to be, that's the Pashtus, you know, as far as, They weren't home, right? So the point over here, Lechari, is that at this point, this tour is mine. It's my tour. Right? If it's mine, and I have my full ownership on it, so the charge over here is really for the full charge. Right? That's what the Ran says.
So now, how does... So Rebbe would hold, since it's Mamun, before it's Hormu, you have to pay everything.
Right.
The full value of the whole
Mamun. Right. Uh-huh.
After you take it off, you just have to pay the Tovas Hanah.
Right. Or, what? Actually, I mean, the Gemara happens to be going now that Tovas Hanah is any moment. Right?
Oh, alright, fine. Okay, so
Rebbe holds it's eino mamon. Okay, so
now,
at this
we
point,
have to say in a moment for Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, right, for his shita, because he holds, right, that you know, in order to have the halacha of tavesana in a moment, you have to hold matanish lahumu akmisha hormu, right? And if now, even if they were hormu, you know, have my rights to the tzad who goes to, but it's in a moment. Right? That's why the mora is going along that route.
Okay. Maybe it bothers me in the next section. Okay. Okay, we agree at this point. Rebbe seems to be holding you have to pay for the whole thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
Right? That's the likely thing. That's the Ran says. Right?
Okay.
Rabbi Yosi Sova Kimishu Humu Damyan Ve'en Loi Bohen Klum Mishimoche In Misham Ela Dmei Chulin Shabbat. So, I mean, the chiddush l'chora over here, well, you know, there might be chiddush on both sides, but as far as this din, Matnonish Shloi Humu Kimishu Humu, not Kimishu Humu, I mean, the Kimishu Humu is l'chora a chiddush d'ikah way of looking at it. We'll see whether that necessarily has to be true. So Rebbe is looking at it that, you know, it wasn't hormo right now, granted that it's tevel, but it's all mine. It's all mine. Right, and that's why according to Rebbe, you know, you stole something that has his bialus on it. The entire the intrinsic value is shayach to him, and that's what you're paying for. Now, the fact that he's not going to end up with it seems to the Gemara understands that's something which doesn't diminish the chiv of the ganav. You could have done such a thing that, you know, that what I stole from you, I mean, regardless, you're not going to end up, you know, even if at this point, granted that it has, you know, it's yours, but something of yours that has an expiration date, that it's not going to remain by you, you know, so, you know, should I have to pay for that, right? The Gemara at this point is assuming that the fact that it belongs to you right now, whatever is going to happen later, whether you have to do with it, that doesn't diminish from the chiv tashluma that I have on it, and even your value for that matter of it is still viewed as a full value. Now, Rabbi Yosi, the Gemara says, he's the one who holds matanish lehumu is kamisha hormu. So now, kamisha hormu simply seems to mean. That we view it already as what it's destined to be, and therefore that's megareya, that takes away from seeing his ownership in it, and we only see in his ownership as whatever will be after the hafrosha will be made, which is taivas hano. So that's the idea of matanah shleihem or kmish hormu kshamim. The halacha of kmish hormu seems to be that's what we're doing. What I mean to say is like this: is that whatever difficulties we might ask, that even according to Rebbe, granted, but you know you're not going to end up with it, and etc. Right? I don't think that's what kmish hormu means. Right, Kamisha Humu is a further understanding of it, that we see in it right now already the Trumas and Maestras in it, and therefore you have no bias in it in the item itself. It's just a Tevas Hano. That's what you have to see how this Shita presents itself in other situations, but that's what it would seem like to me, right? That the Gemara, right, the Kamisha Hormu is viewing it as if it's already Trumas and Maisons concerning this halacha, that there is no bialus on the intrinsic item, and we see that your bialus is only that of which it would be after the afrosha was made. Okay, now this seems to be okay.
Would you think that they're arguing in whether we say that it's already Mammon Kohanim or not? Mammon Hashevet or not? Or even according to Rebbe, it's Mammon Hashevet, but nevertheless you have to pay for it, or the other way.
Does Kamisha Humu say that there is Mammon Hashevet here? So I didn't hear it that it goes that far. I thought that it was just irrelevant. The way the sugi is using it, only relevant to his bailus. That his bailus on it is a weakened bailus. That's what it is. His bailus is bottled because of this. That it's oimid. It's destined to be hofrush. And it's Kamisha Hofreshu. That's what that halacha is. But it just talks to his bailus, and therefore his bailus it affects his bailus, right? And I don't even know if I have to say that his bailus is bottle, but I could put him, but a claim, let's say, that a person would have on Momin, you know, in Hilchas Momnus, because in the beginning of that, he doesn't have any more because of that. But to say that, on the other hand, that it's became Mammon Hashevet already, I don't know if we need to say that. I didn't think that it goes that far.
Could it be the other way?
That what?
The Rebbe holds that it is Mammon Hashevet, and nevertheless you still have to pay him all of it?
Rebbe, according to Rebbe, not like the Ran? Who's Rebbe? Rebbe Shita
says you have to pay the whole thing because it's a Hurma, right? Is it possible?
Lav Kamisha Hurmu, right?
Right.
Right. So if it's Lav Kamisha Hurmu, so then how would it be Mammon Hashevet?
Oh, so you're saying there's no way he could hold that it's Mammon Hashevet at this point. Because if it was Mammon Hashevet, you wouldn't have to pay the whole thing. So he's for sure holding it's not Mammon Hashevet.
I mean, he feels Lav Kamisha Hurmu, so what would make it Mammon Hashevet.
Okay.
Right. I think you need some kind of halacha to do that, and I'm even doubting whether this halacha of Kamisha Hirmu does that. So definitely, if you don't have a Kamisha Hirmu, right, I wouldn't see any basis that would become Mammon Hashevet before he does it. Okay. Now let's see. The Gemara is not happy with this teretz. And fretting more. Vitavas are not in a moment. Mali humru, mali loy humru. Zokti Gimoro, that we're saying that essentially everyone holds Tavas are not is lav moment. So therefore, fretting Gimoro, what's the difference? Namely, what Gimoro is saying is that Rebbe Shita, that Rebbe holds that you're paying for you know, the entire thing, that if Teves Hano is not Momin, then says the Gemara, I don't understand why there should be any difference if it was not Hurmu. Now let's see the Ran, if we can see what the Taino over here is. What is Gemara's question? Zotar, Mali Hurmu, Mali Loi Hurmu. Tekivan Teves Hano in a Momin, Ki Loi Hurmu, Mai Have. That the fact that it was Loi Hurmu, and that's what Gemara is saying, Mai Have. What does that make a difference? What does that help us? That the Bailim, you know, has a tefiyah on the Ganav for that part also. The hapsichi beit shuma umaiser she'ein loy bohen klum. That zokt around the Morris kasha is psichi beit shuma, right? That is mixed in here. There are strands. There's of Truma and Meister, She'ein Loi Bohen Klum. So, let's see. So, what is this Gemara's question over here? I mean, the Gemara is saying that even though you hold that Matanah Shlehimu Olav Kamisha Humu, right? Like we explained, that, you know, the Kamisha Olav Kamisha Humu is really seeing that the Haroma, the that the future as if it took place concerning something. And that Gemara is saying that Rebbe doesn't hold like that, right? Nevertheless, Frate Gemara, but to view him as a complete Bailim on this, that regardless we can't. Because the psiche be pshumer meiser. Now the psiche be pshumer meiser that we have over here is referring to the fact that there are pshumers and meisers there in here which have to be taken out. Now, to what extent they're here? What does it mean they're here? This might have to do with in the previous sugya, right? The idea of what the yisoid, right, that Naran talks about, what's the yisoid of the iser, tevel, right? You know, is do we actually see that the trumas meisus are here? Yeah. Right, that's the root of the iser tevel, or not? You know, if were it to be like on that side of the Naran that Naran talks about. That the Iser Tevel is really the root of it is the fact that it's an era of Trumas Maisus over here, so that would be easier to hear what this tain is. But it doesn't seem to be from the Ram that it's dependent on that, and therefore, if that will be to be true, so the psiche be truma maishes that he's saying will have to be on a different level. The fact that there's a chiyuv to be mafresh, and it's destined to be mafresh, and that's what the taina would be. That's sort of like what we were pointing out before. That granted that at this present moment. You want to know who owns it? You're right. You know his bialis is on every piece. It's his, right? It hasn't changed. You know since it grew on the ground. Right? His bialis is here. However, that since it's something that his bialis has a limited you know, time span, that it's oimer to be taken to be given away. That's the Gemara's taina, that you can't view it, the fact that right now he owns it because it's not staying by him, right? You have the trumas and maises that are here, right? That's why I would hear that the Gemara's taina what I mean is good for this thing that we were bavorning right away. That granted that right now it's mine, but the halacha is mechayev, and I have to give it up. So therefore, when the ganav is stealing that, we can't deny that he stole something of mine, that there should be a full value on it. It's mine that at the end of the day, even at this point that it's mine, but if the din is mechayev me to transfer it into as moment kohen and then pass it on to a kohen, so all I have in it is teivas hanoh.
Which isn't moment.
Right. We're saying, right? Right? So if you know, it's not saying, according to this explanation. So basically, what we're back over here is that, you know, the only way to explain Rabbi Shita is because Tevetanoi is moment. Right? That's what we're saying, right? So the way we were madche, the machlik is tanon that we're trying to find to explain our Mishnah, at this point, we're saying that this second explanation is not acceptable, so therefore, we're really back to what we said before, and we should have the old Teretz back.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Gemara says it this way: "V'i tovas hana enu mamon, mali hormu, mali lo hormu." Would you understand that it says "V'i tovas hana enu mamon"? It's only saying that because we made a suggestion just now that it was enu mamon, and it wants to be docha that suggestion, or would you read this that? If you would say Tovas Hana is Mammon, then there would be a difference between Hormu and Lo Hormu.
So I understood the first way you said it. Yeah, that's what I understood. Loi Hormu is not going to help me over here. It's at both. All you have to deal with is the Teiras Hanoh. That's what the Gemara is saying. now, you know, just so now work it out. You know, what do you hold as far as type of tenor is concerned? But that's what I thought. How did you want to read more?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but it occurred to me that maybe if you would hold Tovasana is Mammon, then there would be a difference between Hormu and the Hormu. And then the question is, what's the difference? But if you don't, if you're not masking to that way of reading the Gemara, then it's going to be not.
I didn't think so.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
No, I mean, right. It definitely poses, you know, a difficulty in explanation. I don't see that it says it enough that I should have to be mechadish. You know what that difference is. But maybe you know if you could see in the Rishonim with such a mashmois, then that will be a basis to work on it.
Okay.
Let's see the Gemara. Talk more about it. Yeah. Elahainu time of the Rebbe. So now, the Elahainu time of the Rebbe, what the Gemara is saying is that the Gemara is still trying to be madcha the teretz that we originally said. And the Gemara is saying that they are not arguing concerning the din of teretz, moment and not moment. And machlokes is based on the following. Let's read the words of the Gemara and we'll see how the Ran explains it. So the Gemara is as follows. Elahainu time of the Rebbe. Rebbe is the one who holds that you pay for everything. Konsuha rabbonon leganov kihechi deloy lignoiv. The basis of this charge, Zokta Gemara, Kointer Nas Mikra Adin, that you really should not be paying for that part, you know, which is going to the Kohen. Namely, Teresana Lav moment. The reason why Rebbe holds you paying for it is It's a knas. We're giving to knas. In order to dissuade people from stealing. Now, person, witness this is going on the side that Teresner's lab moment. So you know, person could trying to make a calculated gneva that he won't have to pay for. So you know, he'll steal something. You know, which is. Not moment by limb. Tavis I know is lab moment, so you know, so he's get away with it, right? So Chazal wanted to make sure that we shouldn't leave an opportunity for the ganav to steal something without having to pay for it, and therefore there's a knas that he has to pay for it. Right? In the Ran, it's mivui that what is this charge? The charge over here is shitin Ran. It's Tavis I know. That means, but the whole Tevis Anah over here, the Gemara is right and going that Tevis Anah Mikra Adin is Lav moment. Now there's the Chazal were Kansin over here, Chazal were Machshiv the Tevis Anah as moment, and therefore that's what the Ganav is paying for. That's what the Ran says. Now, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yis Rabbi Huda Sovar, Rabbi Yis Rabbi Huda holds, Konsur Rabon Lebal Habayis, Ki Heichi Diloi Lishit Lutivle. The Gemara claims that Rabbi Yehuda, he's the one who says that the Ganav does not pay for that portion of the Trumas and Maisers. And something more, the reasoning over here is Mitam Knas, which would be Mashma, that Ikra Adin, that he really should have to pay, Teres Hano, is moment. And there's a Knas over here, Chazal Kansi, the Baal Bais, Kehechid Lailishi Letivle, that we want to encourage the Baal Bayis to be mafish as soon as possible, and therefore we instituted a knas. The knas presents itself that a gneva is possible to happen because of a shihia, and Chazal took away the tfiyah that he would have had on the Trumas and Maisers. Right, the tefiyah of Teves Hano, Chazal took away that tefiyah in order to be mizarez him to take off his Trumas Maisers right away. Now, the Gemara as it reads, you know, seems to be a little inconsistent. Like you only need to say knas on one side, decide whether if Teves Hano is moment. So, and according to Rebbe, you don't have to explain anything, right? That's what you're paying for. You're not paying according to Rebbe. If it's not moment, right? The Gemara seems to be explaining, making both. Both of them out of a knas. So the Ran and the Rishonim all speak out. In the Gemara itself really is really two terutzim. What's happening over here, right? There's an either or. That's what it means to say that everyone holds either Teves HaNoah's Momen or not Momen. And you know, if the halacha is Teves HaNoah is Momen, so Nachnam Rabbi Shita is Muzbah. We don't have to claim anything. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda is the one who's it's a knas. And according to it, and if we say everyone holds Teves HaNoah's Lav Momen, then Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda is understandable, and Rabbi Shita is based on the knas. Let's see the Ran inside.
So, yeah. bottom line, very bad about this, we don't have an answer to this to you in our Mishnah.
Right. At this point, the Gemara, right, we're just doing away with that, and the Gemara is going to continue and say what the answer is.
So that's what we mentioned earlier. Is this a dichui or a kasha? So, right. So, if these were just dichuis, and we end up with not answering our Mishnah, so then can our Mishnah be the raya? That it's, you know, that these dichus aren't correct, and we can go back to our original assumption and answer the stira.
Okay, that could be if that's where we would end up. Grad in our sugya, that's not what's happening. But theoretically, if we have a question, that the question needs to be answered by making a machlekes tanoim, and we have a possibility in a braisa where that could be what the machlekes is, you could be right that the Mishnah itself, which has two things on it, might end up being the source. That could very well be.
How would that be mocha? You could say, well, maybe we have machlokes. Grant you have machlokes, but maybe the machlokes of Rebbe Yisrael is not. They're not arguing about that. Maybe they agree. It's a question of knas.
In the Chacham, see, it wouldn't be a hechacha.
And if they're arguing knas, you could actually even say the other way. Rebbe Miyakuradin. Rebbe made a kanas on the ganav, because he holds Mikra Din that Ovasana isn't Mamun.
It's not Mamun.
Yeah.
Right.
And so he made a kanas on the ganav.
Right.
And Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda, Mikra Din holds that Ovasana is Mamun. And he made a kanas on the.
That's nice. But none of it's mocha.
None of it's mocha.
Some wouldn't be that it would be. You trying to say it's mocha?
We have a good teretz in the Gemara, and then we said no, but
maybe not.
And we gave, you know, different explanations to the braisa to get us back to our shaila. Generally, we like to have our shaila answered. So, you know, why?
Well, I mean, I think that in the end, we're going to answer the argument. Okay.
He wants to know, you know, if we're at this point. But let's just see over here. In the Seder HaGemora, the Gemara has this theory, right? And, you know, the Gemara wants to say that it's Machalik, it's Tanoim, right? That's what we know. We have no way of shimming the two things, right? They don't agree with each other, right? Therefore, we need to say it's Machalik. Now, but the Gemara, needs to produce really a pre-existing machlokes about that, right? I mean, that's what the Gemara seems to be saying. We're not happy just to say, okay, it's machlokes, you know, try and finish, right? End right there, right? In order to say such a teretz, right? Now, what we'll have to just see is that at what point do we need the pre-existing machlokes? But that's usually how the Gemara works. but what Shlomo is just dealing with that might just be an issue, you know, as far as looking for maybe a different answer, right? But at that point when you're stuck and you have no other answer, right? So where do we stand? And we could ask this question on two levels, right? Once you're stuck, do I need any source for a pre-existing machlekes? Right, and if I do, so Akarapon, could the Mishnah be a proof that that must be the machlokes of that, and you know, and that's the pre-existing source that the Tana of our Mishnah is working with. And you know, it definitely would seem like that when the Gemara says that the machlokes is that, that's how you know the Rebbe would work. Rebbe might put in our Mishnah two statements, right, which are arguing on each other, and he's expecting us to know that you know this is that machlokes, right? Now that's what it sounds like from the Gemara, right? So if there was no pre-existing machlokes about that, then we would get some names over here, right? So if Rebbe did it without the names, right, that would suggest that you know there is another machlokes, right? So definitely, if we find a braisa and that braisa we feel that is the explanation of Gemara, right? So that's what's happening, right? But at that point that you have an alternate explanation, right? So that's what someone wants to know. At that point, and you have no other answer to the question, so do we have the right to say that, okay, there's a Mishnah over here, Rebbe put a Mishnah over here, where are any names? It's Machlokes. He must have been, you know, understood that Braisa as that this is the Machlokes, and, you know, and that's how he set things up like that. So that's how the question itself, you know, would direct us that must be Rebbe's understanding of the Machlokes over there. Right, so that could be that's possible. And even in a, but what we're saying over here maybe just might help Yehuda a little bit, that in as much as maybe we have an alternate explanation, but maybe we have the right to say that Rebbe, you know, who set up the Mishnah with this machlokes over here without mentioning any names, he must have understood that was that machlokes, and that's why he was able to do what he did, right?
Anyway, are you suggesting at this point that it could be that the Gemara is giving an answer, the final answer the Gemara gives is only because they're not sure what Rebbe was doing, but maybe Taka Rebbe was Rebbe did this really was a machlokas?
Well, I mean, you want to know whether that's still an option at the end of the day? Okay, I hear. I guess, you know, you could.
I mean, because I was thinking, you know, I thought what you originally were saying, and you said it in slightly different words, I'm going to use different words here, is that if we knew Vada, we had a machlokas somewhere else, then this would be a good okimta for our Mishnah. Because we know Vada, there's a machlokas, and we can make this okimta on our Mishnah to explain the stira. Once we don't know bichlal that there's a machlokas on this nekuda, it's better for us to come up with a different answer than to make up a machlokas that we don't know bichlal exists.
Right. So that I understood was how the Gemara was ending. Right? Now you want to know, you know, klapei shmaya, you know, if we go and ask Rebbe, you know, how did you learn up this machlokas over here? You know, and he'll tell us, yeah, I learned it up there that, you know, machlokes is, and that's what I meant in this Mishnah. Okay, I guess that's a possibility, right? You know,
Okay, you're still saying that's a possibility. That was my question. Okay, fine. I hear. Okay.
Yeah.
The halacha lemaisa would go with the
but in the sugi, right? In the sugi itself, right? You know, we don't know that. So that's what, in as much as the Gemara is saying over here, so we have no more basis for that. And Zokta Rava says, well, as far as we're concerned, you know, you want to know what that machlok is, yeah, you know, it's based on Knas, maybe. That could be the explanation over there. And the Pshat Mishnah is like this. Right, so it's like maskonas hashas, you know, is probably that would be the way the Gemara comes out over here would look like that's the maskona of what the machlokes in that mission is. Now let's see Rava. Zoktov Rava on Shani Truma dehainu time of the Yitlu al Korchoi Mishum the Truma lechazi elikahanim the kibun the kor osi. The Misra Layushavya Afro the Alma. Now the Gemara itself, the wording of the Gemara might be a little unclear where the Gemara is going. However, the Ran tells us that the Gemara really is answering this theory, and really what the Gemara is focusing on is telling us the din of the ratio. Right? That's what the Gemara is telling us. Meaning to say that we see in the Sefer, Torah Sanoa really is Momon.
Now, once you say this, our original question goes away, right? In this, let's say, we thought we had a steer in the Sefer, that you should be able to ask both ways. Once we say Torah Sanoa is Momon, now we understand why you can't give it to them.
Over the year, and the Reish will be giving a new reason for it. Originally, we thought Reish is talking about the moment. Then I'll give you a new explanation for the Reish.
Right. So, meaning that whole problem we had was really just in the Havamin of the Gemara.
Right.
And it goes away with the Maskana. Right, right. All of those questions go away with the Maskana.
Right. That's what I meant over there. That, you know, that if you don't have any answer there, you know, so we'll have to carry that difficulty through this side of the Gemara. But a couple of the end of the Gemara, we're okay.
Might be another reason, you know, maybe that maybe the Havamin of the Gemara is not really Lemus.
Okay. Okay. So let's see what the Gemara is saying. Zok the Gemara, Shani Truma. Shani Truma, so basically really means the Reisha, right? That's what the Gemara is saying over here. The din of the Reisha and Shani Truma, Tahainu Taimo, the Yitlu Al Korucha, that's the Halocha of the Reisha. Mishum the Truma lechazi lekehanu, the kibun the ka'osi le misra alayu shavya afro ba'almo. So the words of the Gemara are as follows: that now the Gemara talks Truma. We have to see. I mean, there's halacha of Meister in the Reisha also, right? So we'll have to cheshbon that nice. But let's talk about the Truma for a moment. The Gemara says Truma is only chazi lekehanim. He asked it on all kehanim. V'kivan de'ka'osi lemisra alayu shav ya'afra ba'almo. Says the Gemara that through this nether, what he did was, he was shavi, he made his tovas hanor into afro. Which basically means, the Ran speaks out, that he was mafkir, he gave up his tovas hanor. So even though that tovas hanor is momen, but you know it's only have tovas hanor. If his tovas hanor doesn't exist in this thing anymore, so then there's no issue anymore. So the Yitlu Koyhanim Bal Korcha, right, like you're saying over here, the Maskana Sagimori is because the Tevas Hano doesn't exist. That's what it is. He lost his Tevas Hano. So that's what so now it's, you know, like anything that doesn't have Tevas Hano, it's, you know, it's up for anyone who has the dinim to take it, can come and take it. And the whole problem of the Gemara's was only assuming that if there is Tevas Hano, then we're dying with Tevas Hano. Is it moment or not moment? And that the Gemara starts over here that the Tevas Hano itself doesn't exist. Let's see it around. Let's see how the Ran speaks this through. Zok the Ran. Rob, yeah.
Do you mean to say that it was his intention to be mafkred, or he did what he did, and therefore the outcome is mafkred?
Okay, good. So let's be back in the Ran exactly how that is. That's very, very good in the Dakas that alum this. Let's see if we could be back in the Ran. Rova Omar, Shani Trum Kloimer. Kumas Nisan Isle Teres Hano is the Yeh Momen. The Sefer Nicho, so therefore the Sefer is good, like we said before. The Kehanim Elu, that case when he asked the Kehanim Elu, it was Achirim, because the Kehanim that he asked, they can't take it because the problem Teres Hano is Momen. The Reisha, and the Ikar Teres that we need to say, therefore, is given an alternate explanation for the Reisha. The Reisha, Hainu Taim Ed Yidlu Bal Korcha, the reason for the Reisha is as follows. Mishum de Trum Lechazia Elo Likoihanim. Point number one. Trum was only fit for Koihanim to eat. Yev Shalitna Li Yisrael. Trum has to go to the Koihanim. And all the Kohanim were asked on having Hanukkah on this. Hilkoch, Kivan, the Osi, I'll read this case on the side over here. Kivan, the Osi, the Misra, since he came to Aseret, Shavya Afro Ba'almo, that's Loshna Gemor, he's making into Afro, the Afkare Lahahi Tevas Hanosh Yeshloibo. He's being Mafkir. the Toivas Hanoah that he has in it. Kivon de Misra Alayhu, if he's asking on the Kohen. So let's just see what that means. Just, and then we'll see if we could be Oymira on this Shiloh over here. But what the Gemara tells us is that if he's answering it on at Toivas Hanoah's moment, right? And once Toivas Hanoah's moment is, then that makes it osur for it to go to who it's supposed to go to. Now the Gemara is mechadish over here, and this is the chiddush of the Gemara, that there's a follow up, there's a result. This situation doesn't exist by itself. His Tevas exists, and therefore the Kehanim Taka King get it because they're being nene, they'll be over the Isser Neder because of his Tevas Hanoah. Zot Gimono that his Tevas Hanoah is going to be poka. Now, the Ran, the Loshon HaGemara really is, there's a Shav Yafra. So now let's hear you two stories. Let's see if we could be aiming on this. Yeah?
So one pshat is that this was his intention. He did it, and it's a funny, sad that he did it in a funny way. Instead of saying, I don't mind, I'm asking my Tevas Hanoah, he said in a way of, I'm asking the Tevas Hanoah on...
So according to that, does that mean that he's like doing two things simultaneously? He's making an Isser, but the result of an Isser creates a situation which, you know, he's being mafkir.
It's a stretch.
Which way are we going on this one?
Let me hear what was the other tzad? Let's see what you were saying. Let me just
other tzad is that he came along to Asa Hanoah to say that, you know, I don't want kind of to have the benefit of my Tevas Hanoah. Mela, it's an outcome, that's an unintended outcome, that now it's become a ketka, that we're going to do it.
Right. So let's see. So how would that hefker happen? If he's not doing it, he's just making an issue. He's creating a situation that the din of the truma can't be mekuyim. The kohanim can't have from this. He can't give it. They can't take it. They can't have. That's the initial situation that he's creating. Shav Yafra.
What is he turning into Afra? The Truma or the Tevas Hanoah?
The Tevas Hanoah. That's what we're talking about. That's the Afra Lahi Tevas Hanoah.
Doesn't say that. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean the Ran. I mean the Afra is lechera whatever the Hefker is in. That's what I would think.
I understood it happened Mela. It sounds like you're having trouble with that.
The Loshon Gemara of Shavya. Is that right? Loshon the Ran Afkere would sound like that it's related, the Hefker is related to him. Without those Lashonis, you could have learned that the situation that he created is Mafkir, right? Takes it out of his Rishos. But then it wouldn't be related to him at all. You know, a direct relation, not the Hefker itself. That will be that, you know, the matter that he put into it, and
saying this, that it says the Truma is lechazi elu lekohanim, meaning it didn't even the whole reason the Gemara said that, and the reason that the Ran is saying that, isn't to say that by asering kohanim and now you can't give it to anybody else, therefore memele becomes hefker, which is the way I understood. You're saying the reason he's saying is that he knows that it's only lechazi elu lekohanim. And by asering, he wants to ask to be mafker his Tevas Hanoah, and since he knows that it's only chazia lekohanim, he asers
Kohanim to get benefit from him in order to be mafker his Tov Asana. That's the way he understood those words. In other words, what's the point of saying it's only Chazi or Kohanim? It doesn't have to tell me that at all.
Only Chazi, but I thought that that was an important piece, because only Chazi the Kohanim is what makes it that the nether doesn't allow him to exercise his Tevas Hanoh. As you know, if it were to be that Chumo is Chazal Yisraelim, so then they wouldn't be, you know, then you'd have the dinner of the Sefer. That's what I, that's actually what
so
that
then
line
even
was.
Though his intention was to be Mafker his Tovas Hanoh,
well,
but he did it in a way to Asr only Kohanim, and now he can give it to somebody else.
So I think we only know that the intention is because the Isser made it that he can't exercise his Tevas Hanoh. It's only because of that. If Yisrael could do it, then we would never see in what he did, you know, that hefker. Right? You know, he set up a situation that he can't exercise his tevas hanoh.
So now I'm understanding maybe what you're meaning to say is he really wants to do both things. He wants to asr kohanim, and memela he knows he's going to be mafkaret, and he wants to be mafkaret also. He wants to accomplish both things.
So that was the first side that we said there. Now I thought what you wanted to know is that I'm saying so what is he hamstring over here? And why is he taking this if he's just giving up his tevas hanoh? So why is he making the isser? I mean, practically the isser is not relevant anymore, right? It just was like a vehicle to be mafker his tevas hanoh.
Something
right?
was bothering me. It's
right?
like throwing a nuclear bomb to, you know,
right,
get rid of
right.
An
to kill a man. right. Yeah, so I'm not sure if there's a good answer to that, or that's like a kasha for Maisa over here, like why he did it like that, right? But that's really what is, you know, if it all goes into his intention, yeah. So that's what it is. See, we could say just maybe a little lighter to help this, sort of like an upshore between the two things, you know, rather than it's a memela that he's not doing, and rather than him doing two things, right? What it could be is. Like this, maybe. That, you know, his intention is to make an issa. However, I would say like this, that he's not consciously doing two things. That we're viewing this Isser itself as, you know, what we're looking at is like this, is that he's not consciously doing more than an Isser. But anyone who does such a thing, if you would realize what he's doing, is that he's creating a situation that he can't fulfill his chiyuv, really. Then that is what he would want, So there's like, in this maiso, maybe this is how we could explain it. In the making of this neder, it acts as a maisa hefker, based on like an umdeno, right? So he's not consciously doing two things over here, right? But by doing this, anyone who's doing this is really, if he would follow through and realize what he's doing, right, then he would want a hefker on that. So that's why today it acts as a maisa hefker.
I mean, it's mashma not, but would a Yisrael be able to now grab it and give it to a kohen? There's mashma from the Gemara that specifically the kohanim have to take it for themselves, and that there's no
is there such a thing like that? That
well, before he did anything, he said that there is a concept that he could give the Tovah Sama to someone else, and the other person could give it to a Kohen, right? Before anything happened here, right? But it seems from the Gemara here that once he does this, that
and you think, Phil, now that his Tovah Sana is Hefker, let somebody claim his Tovah Sana, take the Trumas and Maisers,
right? But
and now he can give it to whoever he wants,
right? But okay. The wording of the Gemara doesn't seem to allow,
yeah,
the Mishnah doesn't seem to allow that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to say something. Well, yeah. Let's see what Rob says.
See, the dig that you're making, maybe we could question whether that's a dig. Is when Misha says that the kohen take about kolchay, I don't see in that necessarily that's coming to exclude someone else from taking it. I think the point is that. Usually a kohen can take it about kolchay, and he has to wait for the bialim to make his decision. And over here, the kohen doesn't have to. Now you want to know, whether someone else could come and take over that schus. So I wouldn't see such a strong deek in the Mishnah concerning that. So I think this would be more like just a question in Sforum, right? Whether that would be. Now on the one hand, I hear where you're coming from. It would seem to be that, if there originally was such a schus here, truma, it lies a schus of Tavas Hanah, there's such a thing there, and someone was mafgerit, so the schus still, lies within, and according to the usual.
How are you
rules,
even calling it? How would you be calling it? I have two objections. One is I don't know how you're calling it. Okay. Second is, I mean, it's mamun hashavit. It's true. He has a schus. He got a schus from Shemayim of Tovas Hanah. But once he's mafker that, and let's say as much as mafker, mafurish, mafker my Tovas Hanah. Any Kohen who wants to come and get it can take it. I mean, I guess theoretically he could have sold his Tovas Hanah to somebody else, but once he's mafker it, it's the mubin to shave it. I mean, it just seems to me that at that point...
I mean, it always was mubin to shave it. See, the issue over here is that as a result of a hefker, does that cause that the Tovas Hanah doesn't exist here anymore, or it still does exist, right? And then maybe might have to deal with how someone else is zayich in it, right? But the Iker issue now it seems, see, if you have a svara which I was trying to think myself, I don't have clear yet why that should be, but there might be room to think that once one is mafkir the Tovas Hanah, then the whole schus Tovas Hanah becomes bottled, doesn't exist here anymore. Right? If that would be true, then of course someone else can come and pick it up. But that would need an explanation why that is so. Why a hefker on the Tovas Hanah, that schus that lies over here.
Let me ask this question. When a person sells their Tovas Hanoah, are they transferring it to the other person? You just gave me a sella. I'm now giving you the Tovas Hanoah, or you're acting as my, I'm giving you the right to choose, but you're really acting as my shaliach. It's really my Tovas Hanoah. So it might be two sides of the same question that we're handling.
So I think until now we were assuming that it transfers, yeah. And now he's making the choice because of his chus that he owns.
Just to like support what you're saying, so you know, again, Reuven sells it to Shimon, and Shimon gives it to the Kohen, right? So Reuven is getting the mitzvah of the Nesina, right? Who's getting the mitzvah of giving truma?
Right, so who do you think is?
I would have thought that Reuven is still getting the mitzvah.
Is it buyer or seller?
What?
Just say use buyer or seller, because
right,
the name like
it. The seller okay. Is getting the mitzvah, right? It's just that the buyer is choosing which one it's going to. Right? It doesn't seem like he's selling the mitzvah. He's selling the Tovas Hanoah, who's...
What did we say? We had a question, you're mafrish on somebody else's stuff. Who gets the Tovas Hanoah? We said it was the mafrish, right? We had a havamina to think that because it's only because of the other guy's original stuff that he's able to be mafrish, and therefore the original guy should get it. At the end of the day, we said the mafrish gets it. I don't know, does that help us for this? I don't know. I know, we know that. So, because the Gemara said it, I don't know if it's going to help us. Maybe that's different. Well, maybe it's not. Once you paid for it, isn't it like it's yours? No, because you only bought the Tovas Hanoah. Here you are mafrish all of your actual stuff. Maybe it's different.
How we got to this question.
Yeah, okay, so I don't.
I mean, I'm curious, the next word, because we had a different question, I don't remember if this is the same question or a different question, mm-hmm. But these next words in the Ran, Shemin Masha Oser Hanas Peros Al Atzmo Yecholim Acherim Litzolo San Bal Karcho Neyachola Akiv Achopi Shiyachol Lishol I'll need your fine. Okay, that's different. Meaning it sounds like you assured your payros. There must be your payros, not somebody else's
payros. Right,
payros. You assured your payros on yourself, and now they became hefker. Mm-hmm. Was your intention to make them hefker? That's the way you're understanding this? Because his intention, for sure, was to make them hefker?
Well, definitely this comes, you know, the root over here is the fact that he can't anymore exercise his ownership on them as a result of the neder, right? And that leads to, you know, a hefker, a giving up of your ownership, right? Without explaining the steps, right? But that's what we're taking out of our Gemara. Now, in this case, we understand this more clearly than what we spoke before? Would this help us decide how it works in the case of the Gemara over here?
I mean, you suggest at one point that he wants the mitzvah to be done, and that's why Mamela he's making them hefker, because he doesn't want that the mitzvah isn't done, and now that he can't do it, he's making his Tovas Hanoah hefker in order that the mitzvah will be done. I mean, you don't really have that by the payers, right?
Okay, that's true. Maybe we have to back off on that. By answering it, what he's doing is that he can't exercise his Tovas Hanoah. That's what you have over here. Maybe that's a point that he's saying. Right? This that that I added over there, another piece to it, really would affect whether it follows through to over here. So I think that could be what you're saying is a good point, that maybe we should leave out that piece, because over here it seems to be that what's mechayev the hefker, however it works, is the fact that he did something which makes it impossible for him to exercise his ownership, whatever it was, and that's a cause to give up that ownership. Right? I think you're right. We don't need to do any more than that. Over there, he did something that he can't exercise his ownership of Tevas Hano, and that's causes that there's a hefker on that ownership, on the Tevas Hano. So similarly over here, he has a full bias on it, but if he does something that he can't benefit from it, that is, if he causes that, that's a reason for him to give up his bias. Right, that's what it would seem like from over here. Right. But I think that all the stuff that we spoke there really could work over here. I don't see this as a hachro, in exactly how it works.
I mean, it could be that by offering his payers, he really has a kavana to either his ikker kavana is to be mafker them, or he wants both.
Or
what I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any of the three.
Okay. Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, maybe to bring back your mitzvah point, maybe he doesn't want the Baal Tashchis. So maybe even bring back even that possibility.
So, but is there a Baal Tashchis? Is there a Baal Tashchis?
And he answers his payers on himself.
On himself. What's the story with...
can anybody use them at this point?
Right, if someone else... they plumped him, is that getting in the Tavis Hanosh? I will hear. Right. Calls man that they're his. When I allow someone to eat my payers... Is there a Taylor's Hano in that?
Oh, I wasn't.
Am I exercising my Taylor's Hano?
Okay, let's see that. That's not what I was saying. You were saying something different from me.
Oh, well, otherwise, why would you think someone else can't eat it? As was it, well,
because it still belongs to me. It's not, if we would say that it doesn't automatically go a mehefker. Because we don't see that he automatically, over there, he wants the mitzvah to be done. So we said, oh, Mameli, he must be that he's being mocked because he wants the mitzvah to be done, then it goes to the Kohen. So maybe here also, you say, must be that he's also being mocked because he doesn't want them to go to waste, that there should be a Baal Tashchis.
And you're saying that is because, why is it going to waste?
Oh. Because nobody can eat them now. He can't eat them and nobody else can eat them.
And why can't no one else eat them?
Oh. So who would be able to eat them? He owns them.
Right. So you're saying more mitzad gezel?
Yeah.
And with his consent, they could. It's a gezel issue.
Right. So with his consent, now you're coming on, I guess.
That's
what you're saying. So that's what you wanted to say? That there's a way around Baal Tashchis. There's no way around Baal Tashchis because his consent is getting hana through a Tovus hana. Okay. Mm-hmm. I hear where you're coming from, Shkol.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Right here.
Yeah. Oh, it's very late. It's very late. Okay, so I think we'll have to hold over here. I guess it was sort of like a dream to think that we could get to the next sugya. Okay, we're both
I have to tell you, for the next sugya, all I prepare, I mean, I did with Rabbi Davis, we're a few daf ahead, but for all I prepared in my chazara was just the first question in Shmuel. How the Gemara learns that Shmuel holds that Dover Shalom Ba'al Olam.
I still don't know that.
Right. I didn't have so much confidence in us. Okay.
I mean, I just, by the way, there's, Rabbi Dan pointed out to me that the Ran on the second side, toward the end of the narrow lines, He says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, imishum de lo svirle de mahanya hafara luchim magarish, imishum de neder gufa kevin de hashtra luchalya. Later it's not chal. I would have understood the second one. I understand. If the first one is the case, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri's tam is svirle, meaning, What's the Tanakhama's position? What's the Tanakhama hold? Does he hold that really her neder is going to be chal later, but the hafara doesn't work now because it doesn't work later because it doesn't work now, or does the Tanakhama hold that her neder bichlal doesn't work in the first place? If you hold that her hafara doesn't work, her neder doesn't work in the first place, no problem. No problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
But the Turan seems to be entertaining the idea that the Tanakhama holds the neder will be chal later, and it's just she can't do a hafara now that isn't chal now, and it's going to be chal later.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, doesn't Tanakhama also hold Adam Magdish Davar Shalom Bala Olam? Because she's asserting something later.
Right,
so she's not answering now.
What will be the difference between the neder and the hafara? That never could be chal, so then what's wrong with the hafara being chal later?
That's a good question also. That's also a good question.
Oh,
I'm saying, where are you learning then that Shmuel says halakha kali Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, if the Tanakhama also holds davar shelo bala adam makdish davar shelo bala olam, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds adam makdish davar shelo bala olam, and Rabbi Yochanan says halakha kali Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, or Shmuel says halakha kali Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, how do you learn from that he holds Adam Makdish Davar Shelo Bala Olam because he didn't paskin like Rabbi Akiva?
One second, I'm getting lost with the names. About the halacha kirichmuri. That's our Mishnah, right?
Well, the Gemara starts off Amar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Lamemru the Kasavar Shmuel Adam Makdish Davar Shelo Bala Olam.
Right. Now that Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is Makdish Davar Shelo Bala Olam. Agreeable?
I agree.
Okay.
He holds you, right. Yes. But what about the Tanakhama?
Of our Mishnah?
Yeah. If the Tanakhama holds that her neder works for after Gerushin, it's just that the Hafar doesn't work. Doesn't he also hold Adam Makdish Davar Shelo Bala Olam?
So he'll see, but in the Chanami, I mean, but Shmuel saying Lachibich Menuri on what they argue on. So let's say they argue on Hafara, right?
Oh,
so it still will be true that Shmuel holds other Makdash Shabbat Olam, but this that he's passing Lachibich Menuri because he also holds that the Hafara could be Chal Lahabo. Let's say because that will be the point of the Machlekes, and the Gemara is just focusing on the Lachibich Menuri Olam, which you're right. You know, theoretically Tanakhama maybe holds like that also. Could be, right? But we understand why Shmuel is specifically passing like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri because there is a point of Machlekes, which is rather not relevant to the Ikar HaSugya, right?
That's okay, I hear the way you're learning.
Those are Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and Tanakh was also talking about Dafa. Shmuel's passing like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and everything.
He's passing like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Okay, and Dafa.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not even sure, by the way, that Rabbi Akiva holds that in the Makdish Davar Shelo Bala Olam, but
didn't you say in previous sugya that hafara, if there's two hafaras, benoni benoni in a nefesh, if it's benoni benoni, then it's only as long as they're married, it would not extend post-marriage. Didn't we say that was like a given?
It does extend post-marriage because of Rabbi Yochanan. We learned that from Yochanan ben Uri. The Gemara wanted to entertain that it's that they know the Beinah stops.
Only if they remarry afterwards.
It's relevant.
Only if he remarries afterwards, it becomes.
She migashena, I don't want to take her back.
No, if she marries someone else,
then it stops.
Right, but because he can, in theory, remarry, that's why.
If they just get divorced, then her first, and she's not remarried, did her first still chal?
I think that's what we said there.
That's what that was the whole point that they brought in Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri in the prior sugi and whatever that was, Ayin Tes. And Rabbi Dan had an interesting question on that, which apparently the Rosh Hashanah has a har on that. I mean, it sounds like it's a machlokas, but really, in the end of the day, it's a kulei alma back there that his hafar is going to work achar gerushin. It's not just according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, So otherwise, you could have just said, this isn't going like it, Miyuchad Ben Nuri. I'm not sure any of that's relevant to what I was asking. I think you're maybe you didn't.
Yeah,
sure if you understood what I was asking.
You're asking. No, I'm not. Yeah. I know I was going to the point, but I also don't understand what I'm asking.
Yeah. I mean, I was asking if the Tana Kama holds that the neder is going, her neder is going to be chal achar gerushin, even though it's not chal now. Then he also holds that she can be matdish davar shlo bal olam.
The Gemara's point is to ask a steer in Shmuel.
What's the steer?
Because Shmuel says on the other.
But how do we find? Okay.
So Steer and Shmuel, the Gemara's getting to that. No,
but how did they? How did the Gemara learn from the beginning that Shmuel holds matdish davar shlo bal olam? Because he said halachas berum yochem menuri. So he could have said the halacha is like the Tana Kama, and it still would have been other Makdish Tavash Labalola.
I don't know. He doesn't
So that's what you're saying? Because he didn't say the halacha is not like our Mishnah?
No, because by saying the halacha is like Yavir and Benuri, he's giving us a second once again, but Mitoch Tavar, we can see it must be that Shmuel himself holds that on Makdish Tavash Labalola.
Because, okay, so that's not like the Rav wanted to, Rav was saying, give a different teretz. You're saying that Shmuel bichlal because he chose he could have said halach is like the Tana Kama, and where Gemara would have said the same exact thing. Okay, and maybe even Rabbi Akiva. I don't know how Rabbi Akiva holds. Rabbi Akiva might also hold.
Right. I said that the Tana Kama holds. Max Torah Shmuel, yes. But he couldn't have said that because that was not him. He didn't pass the Max Tana Kama. He didn't say any self for half air. He said the offer.
What did you say?
In Yofer Hafer. Sorry, in Yofer Hafer. Tanakam says in Yofer Hafer. Shmuel Paschal's Yofer. So you can't say that after Tanakam. Now, so it wouldn't have been true. This is all like agav.
Well, you're learning the slushin of Enot Tzarech Lahafir. It's just difficult on the Ran itself. The Ran himself is a bit of a problem with that lushin. So he's obviously learning that lushin isn't lav dafka. Because Enot Tzarech Lahafir sounds like her neder is not chal at all. That's why it's Enot Tzarech Lahafir.
Right.
Even Acher Gerushin. Right. But the Ran entertains the idea that her neder is chal Acher Gerushin. It's just that the Hafar doesn't work for later, and then that Lashon of Ein Tzarech Lahafir is really Lav Dafka. No, would you agree with that?
Yeah, that's a good point.